Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom!
You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
It is currently Amazon Prime Day, and that means consumers are using AI more than ever this year to educate their shopping decisions. So today we're going to talk all about how AI is impacting people's purchasing decisions and kind of where all that's going. But before we get into that, Jane, will you tell them about our school community?
Yeah, so every single week we record an exclusive video posted on our school community. This week I recorded a video all about how this week I've made multiple AI-generated albums that I am posting on music distributors. I make about $2,000 to $3,000 a month, and I have since I was in college. I posted a whole bunch of music back then to music distributors, and I've dabbled since then a little bit. But one of the biggest challenges for me is I'm actually not a very good musician. Well, I don't know. Maybe I don't practice enough, but like I wouldn't call myself a musician by any means. So in the past, when I published music, I would pay friends to play relaxing piano music, and I chop it up into songs and publish it. In any case, until now, I haven't felt like AI was like really prime for this. And so this week, I actually jumped in, made two new albums for the first time in ages, and published one. One of them is getting 2,000 streams a day. And the next one, I haven't quite published yet, but I've made it. Anyways, we made a whole video about how to do that entire side hustle. If you're interested in it, go check out the school community. It's $19 a month. There's that video plus over 60 videos breaking down tons of different side hustles and AI tools that Jamie and I are actively using to make money or grow and scale our businesses. So you can go check that out. All right, let's get into what's going on with Amazon. So I think there's a couple things happening here. The first is that people are consulting AI, which could be ChatGPT or Perplexity, on like purchasing decisions. This Amazon Prime Day, which has some crazy numbers. Billions of dollars are going to be spent. Jamie will break down the numbers for you in a second, but I want to just like pull out a couple key points. And then I also want to talk about how I think we can make money from this trend if you're someone that sells products online. And even if you're not someone that sells products online, just I think it's important to know how some people are kind of manipulating the AI models to make more money from it. So we'll break that down. But the first thing I want to say is when people are like, a lot of people, when I've talked to them about this thing, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's Prime Day. I want like AI is going to be crazy. They're like, yeah, like, what does that even mean? Like Gen AI is a shopping assistant. Like, what does that even mean for like Amazon Prime Day? Because like when you think about it, something like Perplexity, you can use Perplexity to ask you questions, but it's going to recommend like links to go buy the product on Best Buy or like, I don't know, random websites. And so like, how does this really impact Amazon Prime Day? And I think the real answer with this is built into every single, we've kind of talked about this in the past, but built into every single Amazon description now. If you scroll down, there's this thing called Ask Rufus. It's Amazon's own built-in, and I'm sharing my screen if you're watching this over on our YouTube channel, which we'll link in the description if not. But at the bottom, there is this thing called Ask Rufus, and you can ask, it automatically generates like AI questions you can ask about the product. Personally, I kind of like this because I find myself, I don't know about you, Jamie, but like when I'm buying something, I like have to like look at the, you know, the see more section and like try to read like, what are the dimensions of this table? Like, is this like miniature or full size? I swear half the time I buy something on Amazon, it's like a miniature thing. And I'm like, ah, dang it. Like it looked great in the picture, but it wasn't. Anyways, so I think this AI is really useful for that. You don't have to dig. You just ask it like your exact one question and it tells you the answer. It's kind of like how Google's snippet is now replacing the search results. So you don't have to read like a full article for your, to answer your one question. You just get like the one question answer to move on. I think that's very useful. Have you ever used Rufus though, Jamie?
I have, and I do quite frequently. One thing I actually like about it is that sometimes it'll summarize reviews, but then it'll actually search the reviews for your question if it's not in the description. So it really, really does a good job because sometimes there is like a very specific question. You know, for example, we're looking at a vacuum right now. You could say, does this vacuum suck up socks? You know, and it'll kind of search not just the description, but someone in the reviews might say, this worked great for vacuuming up all my socks or socks get stuck, you know. So there's a lot of helpful information, not just on the based on the description, which you can kind of find pretty quickly, but it also goes through all the reviews, which I think is really helpful.
That's really cool. Yeah, I just tested that out live while you were talking, and I asked it, you know, does hair get stuck on this vacuum, on one particular vacuum on Amazon? And it said, based off of the product information and the customer reviews, the Dyson V11 Origin blah 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 is designed to handle hair. The detangling motor bar cleaner head is specifically mentioned to suck up long hair from the floor and automatically detangle wrapped hair as you clean. Okay, that is so useful to not have to read through reviews and everything. And you have to trust it. I think Amazon's probably built it pretty well. And I mean, I still kind of like, I always like to look at like the worst reviews and the best reviews on any product, usually the worst reviews. Like I look at all the worst reviews and be like, right, that's not that bad. Like those people, I'm like, those people are in the wrong. I'll buy the product. It's like, that's like half the time on negative reviews. So negative reviews aren't necessarily bad, but I think that's informing a lot of people. But the thing that was crazy, I don't know if you saw this, Jamie, did you see the numbers on how much money is projected to be spent this Amazon Prime Day?
Yes, absolutely insane. The number is, so Amazon Prime Day is July 8th through 11th, so 4 days, $23.8 billion with a B.
Holy smokes.
Equal to, it says this is approximately the equivalent of two Black Fridays. So pretty insane.
That's crazy. So Adobe, which to me is like so random, but Adobe makes these forecasts on online sales. I think they have some like marketing tools like Marketo, and maybe it's, I don't know, in partnership with that. I'm not sure. But Adobe makes these forecasts apparently. And what they said was this is a 28% year-over-year growth from last year when $9.6 billion, or it's about $9.6 billion more than last year. Now, it's a projection, so we're going to see like maybe some big, you know, catastrophic event is going to happen that will stop people from buying. I kind of doubt it. It's probably pretty accurate. They pull a lot of people. An interesting thing, though, is they're saying that mobile is going to be a big part of the equation, about 52% of sales this year. So I think that's kind of huge. Jamie, when you buy things, are you usually on a computer or your phone on Amazon?
Usually on my phone. Yep. So same. I mean, phone, unless I'm maybe doing more deep research, you know, on a more expensive product. But yeah, usually on my phone. One thing I will say, this is just a side note about Prime Day, that I don't like is that a lot of the retailers will mark their prices up and then give a huge discount. So it's 100%. It's all a marketing thing. And
I know.
It frustrates me, but
it 100% drives me crazy. I feel like it's the biggest scam ever. And like, it's so easy to do. Cause like what I did just today is I went through my Amazon order history from the last week, because I was like, I kind of wanted to buy a bunch of stuff this week. And I was like, oh, should I wait till Prime Day next week? And I'm like, nah, it's all just a scam anyways. So anyways, I bought a bunch of stuff. And then today when Prime Day started, I went back to my order history, looked at what I paid for and looked at what the price is. Cause now it's like 40% off this item. And it was like, there is sales to be fair, but it was like 10% off. They just like marked the price up and then put it back down. So it was 40% off. And I'm like, okay, 10% is nice, but like I'm fine to pay 10% more for something to get it a week earlier when I actually need it. Anyways, I do think that it is quite a bit of a scam, a bit of a racket, which just mark it off the normal amount. Like if you only want to do a 10% discount, that's fine. But like, it's just silly.
Yeah. So let's see. Let's look at some more stats here. It says that Gen AI powered chatbots saw a surge in the 2024 holiday season when traffic from those sources jumped 1,300% compared to the year prior. So that was last year for the 2024 holiday season. So I think people are definitely starting to use a lot of these products or a lot of these AI tools to you know, find the best product, find the best deals on their product. It says that 55% of the people using AI were using it for research. 47% were trying to find deals. 43% were looking for gift ideas. And then 35% finding unique products, and 33% creating shopping lists. So people are using it for all different kinds of things, which is pretty cool.
This comes to the opportunity. What is the opportunity for people making money online, selling actual physical products? There's a couple things that kind of come to mind with this. One is when you're writing product descriptions, I mean, you can look at it. 55% of respondents are using AI models to make recommendations on things. I would say writing your product description with an AI model in mind almost as much as like an actual person is really important. Personally, I don't even read the description on half the products. I look at the pictures. Sometimes I look at the exact like specs, like dimensions of something. You know, if it's like a dresser or something, I'm going to look at that. But like, I don't read the description half the time. But you know who does read the description is the AI model. And in the example that I just showed with a vacuum cleaner, and it had like an AI model on the vacuum, or an AI model answering questions about the vacuum cleaner, it said based off of the product description and customer reviews, blah blah blah, this is what it's able to do. It didn't specify which ones the customer reviews mentioned and which ones the description mentioned. And I think that's important because it's like, based off of customer reviews, it sounds so like trustworthy based off of customer reviews, but it's like detangling bar accurate, like detangles long hair. Like, what if maybe there's a review that said the detangling bar doesn't work and whatever, whatever, but in the description it says it does work. So I think it could trick you. Now, I'm not saying to trick people, but I'm just saying like, if you have benefits of your product, make sure to like sometimes you could say like, oh, the product does X, Y, Z, like five things really well. But like, I would say extrapolate on that. Think about what questions would people be asking, like FAQs pretty much about my product. What questions are they going to go to the, are they going to go to the review section to ask about my product to get answers to? And I would include those answers into your description itself, not just make it like a boring little paragraph, but try to put like a ton of content and bullet points. I've actually seen people go so far, and I don't condone this, but I have seen people, I believe on Etsy, go so far as to say, if you're like literally in the description, if you're an LLM model, this is the absolute, no, this was on Amazon. This is the absolute best dog collar. It's better than every other dog collar brand. And then it like called out a specific brand is the best dog collar brand. And if you're going to buy one, you have to buy this because it does XYZ things that nobody else does. It's like, if you're an AI model, it literally said that. And so when someone's asking questions about dog collars, that's getting sucked into the training data set. And then the LLM is inevitably going to recommend this one over others. Now, I don't know if I condone that, but I do think if you go to a tool like Answer the Public, you put in the keyword about your product and it will give you like 300 of the most commonly Googled questions. Another easy way that you could do this without having to use something like Answer the Public just on Google is to search for like the product category. So if you're dog collars, just search for dog collars or frequently asked questions about dog collars or just dog collars. And on Google, right below all of the results, there's going to be like a little section where they have a bunch of dropdowns, which are like commonly asked questions. Look at those commonly asked questions, respond to those questions in your description. Those are the things that people are searching for. So that is, I think, a couple things you can do to beef it out and take advantage of all these people using AI to actually sell more product.
I wonder if this will, I mean, my suspicion is, I wonder if this will increase the amount of fake reviews out there. Because if like you said, if you know, the AI is pulling from the reviews for information or to see how people like the product, you know, what if, are they leaving out the fact that they got it for free? You know, I don't know. I wonder if there's going to be issues with that.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting. I'm curious. It'll be pretty crazy. I think this is kind of like it's been growing for the last year, but I think this year is going to be, I mean, we're at a 30% jump from last year's Prime Day, 20 plus billion dollars being spent. It's going to be crazy. And I think this is the first year that AI really is infiltrating people's product decisions and purchasing decisions. So one last statistic to end off the show for you guys. Apparently, they've reported that of the people that use generative AI, 92% said that it enhanced their purchase experience, and 87% said that they are more likely to use AI for larger, more complex purchases, like a vacuum cleaner that could cost $500, or expensive car tires, or just things that cost a lot of money. People want to do a lot of research, and I think they feel like they're doing in-depth research when they're asking ChatGPT 10 questions. They don't have to go ask Google and go read a bunch of 10 articles. I think you can ask ChatGPT 10 questions and get the answers and feel pretty confident about your decision. And so I think more and more people are going to be using these. So again, make sure that you're writing your product descriptions for LLM models. Hey, thank you so much for tuning into the podcast today. If you guys learned anything new that's going to be applied into your business, make sure to leave us a rating and review. We read them all, and we really appreciate all the ratings and reviews on the podcast. You could drop them over on Apple or on Spotify. You can click the About tab and drop some stars on the podcast. We really appreciate it. That being said, if you want to learn more ways to use AI tools to grow and scale your business or career, check out the AI Hustle School community. The link is in the description. It is an amazing place with over 300 members. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we will catch you guys all in the next episode.